insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome brothers and sisters to yet another of our programs. Inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِندَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ
We arrived at verse 53, and I need to remind the listeners that we've been discussing a series of verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the Jewish tribes of Medina, tells them to remember the blessings that were bestowed upon them the stories that are given are the stories that are in the past. In verse 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a blessing that previously was hinted to in a different language. In verse 51, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to this as وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. We promised, we made an appointment with Moses for 40 nights, and during this time, the people decided to start worshiping the calf. That period of 40 nights that was the appointment with Moses is where the commandments were given. Now, this verse, verse 53, again refers to the book, and when we gave Moses the book and the criterion so that they might be guided. Emphasizing that point that was mentioned in verse 51 in a different way. In verse 51 and 52, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the story, probably emphasizing on the issue that you all, during this 40-night period, you all decided to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even though you did that, you were forgiven. But in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that we gave you, through Moses, okay, the book for guidance. We gave you, it says al-furqan, the criterion. We gave Prophet Musa the criterion so that you might be guided. Now, some have said that this criterion is referring to the miracles that Prophet Musa would show the people and show them what is right and what is wrong, other than the book itself. According to some, this would actually be another word referring to the book, emphasizing this point that book is al-Furqan. That book is something that would distinguish between what is right and what is wrong, which has been translated here as criteria. Now, maybe we would have a disagreement with this word criterion being the translation or the equivalent of the word al-Furqan. But in any case, the word al-Furqan means the distinction between something, and in this case, between right and wrong, good and bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember that I gave Moses the book, the Furqan, what you would be able to distinguish using that between right and wrong. Why did I do that? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, so that you might be guided. This is a great blessing, the greatest blessing. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us on this earth for a very short period of time, for a temporary life. The real life is the hereafter. How are we going to be prosperous in the hereafter? That depends on what we do in this life. How do we know what we do? It's through the guidance. So if we want to have an eternal life of prosperity in the hereafter, we need to have the right guidelines, and that's the guidance that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a huge blessing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Jewish tribes, remember this blessing, remember these blessings. This is one of them. Another of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in these verses is what he refers to in verse 54. Now this is an interesting one to pay attention to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلِ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. This story, this blessing was also mentioned in a previous verse, and that was verse 51 and 52. So we see the points that were mentioned in verse 51 and 52 are expanded upon. Of course, the different aspects of them are mentioned. Each of those aspects is another blessing that I will explain in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and recall when Moses said to his people, O my people, you have indeed wronged yourselves by taking up the calf for worship. Now turn penitently to your maker and slay your folks. That will be better for you with your maker. Then he turned to you clemently. Indeed, he is the all clement, the all merciful. In this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that piece of history where the Jewish tribes decided to start worshipping the calf. But the point that is mentioned in this verse is different than the other verse. There it was only talking about the repentance, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving them. That was the point that was mentioned there. In this section, it is talking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them or showed them what to do to repent and ask for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after doing so, He forgave the people. It is interesting, actually, what that command or the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to these people in order to return to God, repent to God, is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you wronged yourself, you oppressed yourself, yourselves, by worshipping the calf. Now return to your Lord, to your maker, as the verse says. How? It says, in order to do so, فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, slay your folks. Now, فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, for those who know a bit of Arabic, they would see that it's saying that kill yourselves. Now, in the translation, it says slay your folks. What that means is, it kind of means kill each other. What's the story behind this? What happened there? As our narrations put it, what happened was these people, which were the majority of the Jewish tribe, the majority, the vast majority, probably about 80-90%, had gone astray. They started worshipping the calf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now this great, this let's think about this for a second so we can understand why this command is given to them. They have seen all kinds of miracles. Let's look back at that story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 10 or 11 different signs to the people in Egypt, so that Pharaoh and his tribe were also come to believe in what Prophet Musa has said. Different signs, different miracles were shown to these people. These people have seen all of that. They saw the miracles of Prophet Musa, his cane turning into a dragon or a snake. Both have been quoted in the Holy Quran. They've seen, other than the signs that they showed, that he showed Pharaoh and his tribe, they have seen the splitting of the river, the Nile River. They have seen the miracles that followed upon some of the other verses, are going to refer to those, like the food that was given to them, that was brought down to them from the heavens. They've seen all of that, and yet with one simple thing, as having a gold cow make the noise of a living cow, they decided they wanted to start worshiping this golden cow. You can imagine how disrespectful that is, and why it was called actually oppression in this verse and in the previous verses. So this was a huge oppression that they did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not going to allow them to leave this, or to be give them a leeway on this. This is not going to be an easy task. If you want to prove yourselves, if you want to prove that you have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are going to have to slay one another. How this story is and the exact details of that, inshallah, I will have to explain to you in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله